For this year's election, probably more than any other one in our lifetimes, the logistical conversation about how to vote and where to vote is super important.
Find your drop-off locations or make sure you're mailing your ballot in time. Those are incredibly important pieces of information, but they're also incidental. Get them taken care of and then focus on the most important thing, which is who are you going to vote for and how are you going to cast your ballot? And in the most important terms, an election in the United States of America is that it is an opportunity that comes up on a regular basis for the people of this country, the electorate, to affirm that they believe in the two truths that hold us all together as a nation, and that is that everyone is created equal and everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those concepts are what we affirm when we vote.
Vince Keenan has been working on promoting informed voter participation for about 30 years.
The consent of the governed is how we derive power.
It's likely you already know who you're voting for president. And it's also likely that if you haven't looked at your absentee ballot yet, or if you're planning to vote in person, you're going to look at that ballot and see a bunch of races that you know nothing about. At least that's what it was like for me when I was looking through my absentee ballot.
And it's that feeling. It's not a great feeling when you're like, I don't know, you know, maybe I'll pass on filling it out. I don't know enough about it. Or maybe you fill it out based on what you can glean from that moment when you're reading it the first time. Or voting from home gives you that opportunity to do some research and try and figure it out. But I have never run into anybody that said, you know, I feel really good about casting a vote that's really uninformed.
And so if you haven't voted yet, take some time today to figure out who you're going to vote for those less prominent races. There's a website called Ballotopedia, which I'll link to in our show notes. That's a very good source to learn about these lesser-known candidates. Of course, also check out the endorsements from your local newspaper. And for the judicial races, I texted my lawyer friend, who has a much better sense of those things than I do. I felt much better after that, knowing my voting was a little more informed than it would have been otherwise. Oh, and if you still don't know where you're supposed to vote, just go to vote.org. You can find your polling place there. And remember, if you are using an absentee ballot, be sure to sign the envelope where it says you should. Happy voting!